Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Taking a walk on that fourth and final hour here on the Wild Side. Coach Nick Saltafamaggio, I'm Christian Garrick, head football coach over there at Hineville High School, Coach Salt. And look, so we went pretty heavy on prep football last hour. I want to get into some things just in prep sports in general. You're part of a lot of decisions that go on, and certainly at Hineville High School, and you're seeing it from a bigger picture. The challenges. What are some of the challenges? The bigger challenges facing prep sports in general.
I tell you, buddy, the big thing is dealing with the way people have changed. You know, to be honest with you, I remember my mom and dad always tell a story of I went to Holy Cross. I had three brothers. We all went to Holy Cross. And, you know, we were a little mischievous. I should say we were a lot mischievous. And one day my mom got a phone call about one of us cutting up. And, you know, her response was, listen, I paid good tuition money to send my kids to that school. You deal with it. They did something wrong. You deal with it, you know. And those days are long gone, you know. And I think now, whether it be in education or whether it be on the football field or the volleyball court, you know, the coach, the teacher, they're never right. You're never right, you know. And the next thing is I think the biggest sign in our locker room, the absolute biggest sign that we have, that we spent a lot of money on, is the word compete. Earn your stripes, you know, earn that tiger stripe. And, you know, being a guy who's going to be 59 in October, who, you know, kind of grew up with a tough dad and worked his way through everything, didn't have great pedigree coming up. That concept of competing is important to me. And, you know, I'm not about everybody getting a trophy. I'm not about because you're on the team, you should play. You know, I'm a big proponent of grind it in the weight room. Grind it, you know, in your sprint training. Grind it in your plyometric training. Earn the right to get on the field. And then earn a right to win. Earn a right to win a championship. And so those are the things that are most difficult for me now, people my age now, because, you know, it's cliche to say, but it's difficult to deal with the millennials. It's just tough, you know. And it's the thing I think that all coaches.
I'm sure my dad's going to text me any moment now, yeah. Agreeing with that statement.
I just think it's you're in the day and age now where everybody expects gratification, and that is not the way the world works, and the world will never work that way. There are always going to be the haves, and there is always going to be the have-nots, and you try to relate that through sports, and it's tough.
Jeff Palermo joining us now, our WWL.com columnist at Jeff Palermo LRN, and Derek Stingley. I want to talk about him, Jeff, right off the bat, committed to LSU for the 2019 season. How big of a deal is this for Coach O to get Derek Stingley?
Well, you can't let one of the top players, not only in the state but in the country, who lives in Baton Rouge, out of LSU country. It would have been demoralizing for a guy in Ed Orgeron who is still trying to. Is still trying to put his stamp on this program, is still trying to, I think, prove a lot of naysayers wrong, that he's not the right guy for LSU, or that the program's not heading in a very good direction. It would just fuel all that criticism, and even though the coaching staff would try to deny all that kind of talk, the perception of everything would not look good for LSU football. I never, even though I know that Derek went and visited Texas and Florida, I always thought he was going to be at LSU. I've known Derek since he was a kid. I know his dad well. I just had that sense that he would come to LSU, and it's good. It's obviously a great deal for the Tigers. That gives them now two five-star prospects in this 2019 recruiting class.
Jeff, Do you think that this is there any concern now? Because letter intent day in December now. I do like the fact that they moved that around. Guys can commit in December instead of waiting until February. Do you think that there's any concern he changes his mind before that letter intent day in December?
I don't think so. I mean, knowing the Stingley family, knowing what his dad has told him, and just knowing as much as I know about Derek Stingley Jr., he seems to be a man of his word. Now, I know he previously committed to LSU a year or two ago, whatever it may have been. And you know, he decommitted, and I think that's kind of part of the process, but he still leaned very heavily to LSU. But I think he has been told that when you finally do make that decision and really give the hard verbal commitment, that's it. And I know now for Derek Stingley Jr., a lot of the focus is to make sure that he is able to graduate at the end of or be able to graduate high school in December and then enroll at LSU in January. And plus, he wants to finish off his senior season at Dunham High School as best as he possibly can on the football field, too. So I think that's more of his focus. And he doesn't seem like someone that's going to be taking calls from any other coaches at this point.
Hey, Jeff, Coach Salt. How you doing, man?
I'm doing well, Coach. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you very much. Just kind of interesting for me on the fact that, and I know you talk to those guys a lot, when you see a five-star recruit, and he's got LSU, Texas, and Florida, and is not Alabama, and is not Georgia, and is not Ohio State. What kind of was the thinking with them on that?
You know, that's a good point. I think he was one thing. You know, talking to his dad about this, and not to say that, you know, the Alabama and Ohio State. Or Georgia couldn't offer him it, but this is a guy that is looking beyond his football playing days. This is a kid that wants to run his own business, that wants to be successful when he's done after the pro career. And, he could have gone to Alabama and Georgia and I'm sure get a great education in Ohio State and all that. But especially for a kid that's lived his entire life in Baton Rouge, I think sometimes you just don't want to turn. You don't want to. You don't want to say no to your in-state school, your flagship school. So, and I'm getting the sense that you know Alabama, Georgia, and all the other big-time schools really recognize that, and maybe didn't recruit him as hard as some other guys. You know, the other thing here that's just kind of interesting about him is that he is, and I know he lights it up when he goes to these camps. I mean, he's a freakish athlete. So when he goes to these camps, he's doing some unbelievable things. But he plays on the 2A level, so he's going up against decent competition, but he's not going up against the best that the state has to offer every week, as you know, Coach, playing in 5A. So who knows? Maybe that might be a little bit of you don't realize, not to say that they don't think he's good or maybe they think he's maybe a little overrated. I'm not sure. But I know Derek, he was very selective in who he wanted to talk to. And he had to feel comfortable not only with what that team did on Saturdays in the fall, but everything else that goes with school, the classes, just the environment on campus. And he felt comfortable. He at least visited Texas and Florida and obviously didn't get warm vibes from Alabama or anyone else.
Yeah. I'm glad you said that about, you know, staying true to your home school. It's one of the things I tell our kids all the time because, as you well know, they get caught up with pulling the hats out of the bags, and it almost seems vogue now or fashionable to commit to an out-of-state university when you have LSU sitting right there. And a program that I've gotten to be really kind of close with, I think Coach Willie Fritz and Tulane, they're doing a great job. And, you know, I always tell our kids – think about where you want to live the rest of your life, you know, and I always tell them that, you know, you have two great programs in this state, and really many people would argue you have more than that when you have the UL Lafayettes and the Louisiana Techs. And then, you know, if you're not quite that ability level, I still call them 1AA's. Our 1AA programs are doing really good, great jobs. Timmy at Nichols, and I know Coach Selfo at Southeastern, and on and on and on. And I'm glad you said that, because it's something that I truly, truly believe in. If you're a quality athlete, think of your home state first.
Well, and that, to add on to that, Coach, you talk to any LSU alumni or anybody that played, whether it's basketball here, baseball, football, and then got into the real world once their playing careers were over with, and the amount of doors that were open to them. And I'm talking about kids that are Louisiana natives. The amount of doors that are open for them to now that their playing day is over and they start a new career, a professional career in business or whatever they're doing, the amount of doors that are open for them, there's numerous doors that are open for them. But if that same kid goes to Alabama, Georgia, Ole Miss, wherever it may be, those same doors aren't open for them. That's just kind of the way the real world works. Now, for some kids, I think it's the right decision to depending on what's going on in their home or whatever it may be, that maybe getting out of the state of Louisiana is the best thing for them. I think there's some kids that grow up in Baton Rouge that want to experience something different. And I understand that point, too. You've lived here for 17 years of your life, and now you want to go do something else. I don't think you have a problem with that. I'm not dissing them. But I get the sense that Derek is a kid that loves Baton Rouge, and it would have been a very difficult choice for him to say, you know what, LSU, thanks for recruiting me. Thanks for all the time you spent caring about me and watching me progress during my high school careers. But I'm going to go to Gainesville, or I'm going to go to Austin, Texas. That would be very difficult for him to do, because he's not thinking about the next 4 years. He's thinking about, I guess, the steel line from Nick Saban. He's thinking about the next 40 years.
Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist here on Sports Talk. Good insight, man. We appreciate it. We'll let you run, all right?
All right, Christian. Sounds good.
All right, you bet. We'll step away and come back. Coach Salt, Christian here on Sports Talk on WWLAMFM.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.